This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are 30,000 homeless children in Missouri, a number that's on the rise. Angelina is one of them. We're not using her family's last name to protect their privacy. The 8-year-old has stayed at 6 different places the past several months. Uncertainty over where they'll sleep makes it a challenge to get to school. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney takes us through one day with the family.
It's 8:45 in the morning. Angelina is already late for school. Her mom, Manisha, is ironing the second grader's dress on a bed. She'll put in Angelina's earrings on the way to school. They didn't get to Manisha's aunt's home in Walnut Park until 1:45 a.m. Late nights turn into frantic mornings. A space heater tries to do the work of a busted furnace. A late winter chill hangs through the house. Angelina rubs the sleep out of her eyes. How Angelina, her 2-year-old brother, and their mom, Manisha, got in this situation, that's what Manisha calls it, her situation, is complicated. She lost her job, then her Section 8 housing voucher. Then she was wounded in a drive-by shooting.
You ready? I gotta look at the time of the bus. I'm tripping out.
Okay. Manisha's aunt gives Angelina a piece of butter toast with cinnamon on a styrofoam plate for breakfast. It's 9:15. Jacket on, and it's out the door to walk to the bus stop. School started at 8. Adams Elementary School is 6 miles away in the Grove. She switched from a charter school to Adams in December because it's easier to get to. Angelina slumps in a seat at the front of the bus, resting her head on an arm ramp. Education law requires schools to provide homeless students with transportation, but because there's little predictability in where she'll sleep, the school can't organize a taxi to pick Angelina up every day. Instead, the school provides the family with bus passes. She's late for school 75% of the time, by her mom's estimate.
I just feel like if we were stable in one spot, we'd be okay, because I can time things better. I know what it is to get up, and it's just, honestly, it's because we're very, very sleepy, and I don't even hear the alarm. It's 6 o'clock in the morning sometime, because that's how deep in our sleep we are.
More than 3,400 St. Louis Public School students are homeless, about 1 in 6. Many shuttle between couches, floors, or sharing beds at friends and families.
Hurry up and get to class.
At 10:20, Angelina is finally at school. She's missed the day's reading lesson. As Manisha signs her daughter in, she asks the school social worker about keeping a change of underwear for the next time they can't get to clean clothes stashed in trash bags and plastic bins at other people's homes. They've stayed at friends' houses a few weeks at a time. A minivan was home until it was stolen in September. After spending part of the winter in a shelter, they've gone between an aunt and a sister. Angelina is allowed to stay enrolled in the same school through all of this. Still, switching schools, as she has, is common among students without permanent housing, and adds more instability. With Angelina in class, Manisha walks up the block from the school to the bank to check her account balance. Her last $70 went to a taxi to get to a job fair and back. There's 3 cents left. She makes a cup of coffee at the bank's Keurig machine and grabs a few complimentary cookies too. It's the only thing she'll eat all day. It's 4:20 when Manisha makes it back to Adams Elementary. Angelina is hanging out at the Boys and Girls Club attached to the school.
Give me some kisses.
Now, they'll take 2 buses to Kirkwood, where Manisha has a cousin who can watch the kids while she goes to work. Angelina passes time on the bus playing games or watching YouTube on her mom's phone. Exhaustion pushes her down in her seat. By missing so much school and being constantly tired,
it's almost night.
Angelina's grades and test scores will probably suffer. She's less likely to graduate than her peers with stable housing. She asks her mom from time to time why they can't go back to their old house in Carondelet. She's still angry the minivan was stolen. Stable housing and transportation are the most tangible supports homeless students need. Angelina spends almost 5 hours on the bus every day, dreaming of making it big as a YouTube celebrity.
If I had $1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 house, too.
I asked her why.
Because I don't have one.
Stop requested.
At 5:30 in the evening, Manisha drops the kids off with her cousin and rushes to a part-time janitorial job in Crestwood. 4 hours later, she's finished work and walks a mile back to the bus stop. Her back hurts, her legs are swollen, her next paycheck is a week away. At 9:50, she stands on the side of Watson Road waiting for the bus.
July will make it 2 years I've been homeless, and I hate it. Like, because it's A, I hate it just because of the situation itself. And then B, it also leaves you open to scrutiny in the sense where people feel like it's your fault and you like your situation. And they don't think that you're, like, if you tell somebody that you're homeless for 2 years, they'll be like, you must like it their way, or you ain't trying to do nothing to get out of it. When it can be totally polar opposite.
Without childcare and a car, job prospects are few. Manisha has taken some community college classes and a course in computer programming. She wants to get a job in IT support.
If I was able to go to work and just
staff requested,
just like from 9 to 5 o'clock, put my daughter in an after school program. But like 9 to 5, I have my car, go pick her up, go home, cook dinner for my own kids, put my own kids to bed at a decent hour. But yeah, wishful thinking right now.
She crosses a dark shopping center toward her cousin's place to pick up her kids. It's almost 10:15 when she spots them walking up the road.
Hi, Buddha Bop.
They hustle back across the Walmart parking lot. They're lucky tonight, catching both buses, bookending a ride on the Metrolink to Manisha's sister's apartment.
Go, go, go.
Angelina dozes off on the train.
Union.
It's just after midnight as the bus pulls away, tonight's hour and a half journey nearly complete.
Wait, that thing is familiar. What clothes?
The entryway to the apartment building in the West End glows bright against the night.
We're here.
Beckoning warmth and rest. The three of them will sleep together on the floor of the studio apartment for a few hours. For Angelina to be on time for school in the morning, she'll have to be at the bus stop at 7:09. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.